The Bible says faith cometh by hearing. You see, I discovered some people, even if you say come, they don't go come until you say it three times, come, come now. I say come. Or they go say, before they go say. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There's something I want to hammer on. If somebody can help me with microphone, I help me read Isaiah chapter 3, Galatians chapter 5 also. Carry your Bible. Those who didn't hear it before, if you hear it now. Amen. Now, who is reading for me? Isaiah chapter 3, verse 10.
Praise the Lord. Say ye to the righteous.
10 and 11.
Say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with him.
What did the Bible say you should say to the righteous?
That it shall be well with him.
Why will it be well with him? The next sentence.
For they shall eat the fruit of their doings.
They will eat the fruit of their doing. But to the wicked, look on verse 11.
Woe unto the wicked.
Woe unto the wicked.
It shall be ill with him.
It will not be well with you.
For the reward of his hands shall be given him.
Galatians chapter 5.
Verse
7 and 8.
Ye did run well.
Galatians
chapter 5.
Oh, it's chapter 6 then.
Be not deceived.
Be not deceived. Be not deceived.
God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
Don't you be deceived. Don't deceive yourself. You can't deceive God. You can't mock God. There are human beings that mock God. It's whatsoever you sow that you reap. Whatsoever you sow is what you will reap.
For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life.
Amen. Now, constantly, I have always mentioned it directly, indirectly, from various angles, at every opportunity I have, that God works by his principles. There is no special child of God. No special child. Amen. His principle applies to the pastor, applies to the janitor, applies to the security, applies to every church worker, applies to the ordinary church member that comes, sit, amen, hallelujah, and go. It's the same principle. Amen. It's the same principle. And I keep saying that so many of us have not yet understood the grace of God in this ministry. So many of us have not yet understood the grace of God in this ministry. There's nowhere, there's nothing else anybody can teach you the meaning of grace other than what you see practically in this ministry. As far as God's plan for salvation is concerned, the end time message is the final bus stop. And if he has anywhere to prove his reality, is in this message, he will prove it. Nowhere else. His reality can be best proven. Nowhere else he can go higher than this last bus stop. For this is the seventh angel message. The voice of the seventh angel. Seven is the last church age. The seventh church age. After it, nothing more. So there's nothing God is reserving for another time as far as salvation is concerned. He has to finish it now. Any other thing? Is it revelation? Is it manifestation of his reality in healing, in deliverance, in answering prayers, in prosperity, in breakthrough? There is no other thing he is waiting for another time to prove it. For this is it. He has been waiting to prove it here, now. Just as Satan. From the first age until now, all the demons of the first age, they went and jammed with the ones from the second age. All the demons of the first and second age, they moved together to the third age. We're in the seventh church age. All the demons of the first, they joined the second, together with the fourth, together with the fifth, together with the sixth. All of them gather and meet the ones for the seventh church age. It is in this age they will now fully manifest in a human being, Antichrist. After that, there's no more thing for him to do until he is sent away from existence. So this is the toughest age for believers. And yet, this is also the best age to experience the grace of God. Hallelujah. But the thing there, hallelujah, the thing there is what Apostle Peter, Paul, was telling the Jews. Amen. Hallelujah. Who is reading for us?
Matthew 11 verse.
Verse 28.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
And I will give you
rest.
He said, come unto me, ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. The children of Israel, they were also in bondage in Egypt, and God wanted to give them rest. Amen. They also, like we receive the gospel of peace, the gospel of salvation, the gospel of rest in Christ Jesus. The children of Israel also had the same opportunity. Moses preached the gospel of rest. They should leave Egypt to a promised land, a land filled with honey and milk. Now, Hebrews chapter 4, something happened that Apostle Paul made that comment in Hebrews chapter 4. Verses 1 and 2.
Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it.
Yes.
For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them.
Yes.
But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that had it.
Why? The same promise of, amen, the promise of rest, the gospel of peace and rest, the gospel was preached to everybody, but some received it and mixed it with faith, but some it did not profit them. The Jews, some people in the wilderness, they fell by the wayside because they did not have faith. They did not mix the hearing of that gospel with faith. And the faith that is referring to here is not the faith of believing God. There is the usage of the word faith in the Bible. You have to read the context to know which one it refers to. There is the faith that means believe God. That is when you will say, have faith in God. In Mark chapter 11, verse 22, he told them, have faith in God. And then he said, sometimes you come and say, thy faith has made thee whole. Why? Because you believe that Christ can do it. Now, it is also interpreted as faith. But when he says that they did not mix what they had with faith, therefore it did not profit them, the faith there, just as you hear where in Romans chapter 1 verse 17, he said, the just shall live by his faith. The just shall live by his faith. He said, you did not mix it with faith. Faith here is revelation. Amen. What you had, you did not mix what you had with the revelation of what is the saying. That's why the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. That is, without revelation, it is impossible to please God. Revelation. Brethren, revelation. If you are not revelated, You can never live a life pleasing before God. The whole world, for instance, they are believing that they are serving the living God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Something inside of them is pushing them to recognize that there is a maker. That is, and in their own way of trying to reach that God, it has produced all manner of religions on earth today. Islam, Hindus, whatever you call them, all over the world, different religions. But Jesus Christ came, hallelujah, and said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now, if you were there listening to him, one wretched the son of a carpenter, he's standing there and said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody can go to this God except through me. You will slap him. Why? Because you are looking at, is he not the son of carpenter? Not being brothers and sisters, the James and Jones and the rest. He's why he said, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life. Now he's saying he is equating himself with God. Stone him. In John chapter 6, when he finished describing and telling them all that pertain to him, the Bible says, all the disciples say, this is a heresy, who can bear it? Amen. They took their way, everybody withdrew and went away. The importance of revelation. He turned and looked at the other 12 disciples. Hallelujah. Won't you also go away? They looked at him, Master, where shall we go? Seeing you have the words of life. It will take revelation, brethren. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Who do men say, I, the Son of Man, am? Peter said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you. You can't know him like that except by revelation. That's why he said, by revelation, by faith, by revelation, by faith. He said, Abel offered a better sacrifice than Cain. Which revelation did Cain have? Did Abel have that Cain didn't have? Simple. Hallelujah. Simple. Abel knew the reason why they are suffering now. Their papa and their mama had told them what happened. Adam and Eve had told them, see, why God let it come again? Why all this happened? They bite you now. Why is all these flies? Why malaria? They catch you now. Before, did you know that this garden? You know? Now, what happened? You know? Now, mama, cause her. Mama, let me bring this thing come. I would have suffered now. Then, he got to know. How he knew it, I don't know. The same way, amen. If there is any true Christian here, brethren, if there is any true Christian here, and I'm talking to you, true Christian, the same way that Abel knew that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission, is the same reason why you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you're a Christian today. How did Abel know? Is the same way you too, you know. It's God that caused you to know it. How it happened, you don't know. But somehow inside of you, you believe it. And you are ready to die for it. But to some other people, they don't know it. They are coming to the same church with you. That is why you see the different types of people in the church. One group is revelated. The other group is just religious. I think Christianity is better than Islam. My church, I go, they go. My church, I go, they go. The time I did for Islam. Hey, Malam, they use cane. Malam, during Quran study. Oh, those Malams. Hey, now with whip. Start to recite, and you recite wrongly. You go hear, pia. You go hear, pia. Then small time, somebody told you, say, if you come to church, it doesn't matter. Just say, God is a good God. Just, it's to love the one. They know they can anybody. Just do anything you like. Just believe. Finish. That's all. I'm going to go to church now. I'm going to go to church. That's how some people are sitting down here now. Why are you in prayer assembly? I hear say prophets full there. I hear say that one, then they pray. I hear say that's why they are here. No personal relationship with God, no personal revelation of who God is. That's why the slightest wind that blow, they are the first to fall off yakata. No root. The root of a Christian is revelation. It's revelation. May you be revelated in the name of Jesus. Amen. What do we preach sermons for? It's to make you have more revelation. That's what we preach. More revelation. And today, I want you to have the revelation of prosperity. It's a principle in the Bible. I'm going to talk about wealth. They say we're not talking about wealth, talk about wealth. We talk about it. But truly speaking, I believe after so many years in Christianity, nobody should teach you these basic principles for prosperity. Let's go to the scriptures. Don't think I am just the one talking. 3 John chapter 3 John verse 2-3. Who helped me read?
Praise the Lord.
Yes, read it up to verse 4.
Beloved,
from verse 2.
Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth.
You should prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. Now, there is the prosperity of the soul, and there is the prosperity of the body, and there is the health of the body. And Apostle Paul is praying, I mean Apostle John, John the elder, in verse 1, he addressed himself as the elder. Hallelujah. And he was writing to them, and his prayer is that every true Christian will prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. The prosperity of your soul is the end result of the salvation of your soul. That is, your soul is prospering, your soul is feeding in the unadulterated word of God. That makes your soul prosperous. Praise the Lord. Your soul is not prospering if you are walking in error. Your soul is not prospering if you are walking in error. But he is sure that they were grounded in the truth. And he was happy they were prospering from the testimony he was hearing. Then he's adding that he was wishing above all things also that he will prosper even as the soul prospered. Go on.
For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth.
That's right. That's exactly what I was trying to explain. That the soul is prospering because they were walking in the truth. That is the evidence that the soul is prospering. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I'm talking about, when I say total prosperity, I talk about total wealth. And wealth, and when I speak about wealth, amen, wealth is wider than some of us have narrowed it into. Amen. You know, somebody came and hammered on this when he came to speak to us in the camp. And I'm building on that, what he spoke. I've tried to make the people understand more about it in the camp. And I'm believing that somebody here, man or woman, a true child of God. Remember, each time I stand here talking, I'm not believing that everybody sitting down here is preparing to go to heaven. But I know there are people sitting down here that are preparing to go to heaven. They are the people I'm talking to now. Praise the Lord. The tests are here for the assignment. Amen. The serpent seeds, they are here too, to manifest who they are. But the seed of God, remember, the church is a mixed multitude. But the children of God, the true children of God, they are here too. And this message is for them. And of course, each time I climb this pulpit, I know that there is no part of this Bible that has been written to the tares. There's no part of this Bible that has been written to serpent seeds. This Bible is written to God's elect. Can I see them? How many of them? How many of you? Put down your hand. Thank you. It's not every hand that was up. Confirming what I have spoken to be the truth. Let me confirm again. Elect. Can I see your hand? Elect. Anybody raise hand, no day up. Mark the best day. That person is 666. Right around him at the back, the person is 666. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And what is wealth? I didn't go to dictionary to look for the meaning of wealth. Wealth is a common word that is used. When you say somebody is wealthy, when you say somebody is wealthy, amen. The tendency is for us to see that he has a lot of money. Amen. But wealth is wider than that. Wealth is your possession of anything in abundance. Your possession of any good thing in abundance. Any good thing you have in abundance. Hallelujah. So when you possess any good thing in abundance, then they say you are rich or you are wealthy. Every wealthy man or woman is a rich man or woman. Hallelujah. And one thing is, the truth is, every Christian is a wealthy man, a wealthy woman. And I'll prove it. Praise the Lord. Every Christian is supposed to be a wealthy man, a wealthy woman. Amen. But unfortunately, there are poor people. When they say you are poor, that is, you are desolate of the good things. One has it in abundance. In your own case, you are desolate of it. You don't have it. You are in lack, in want of it. My Bible in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, it tells us about God who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, there is the spiritual blessings and there is the physical blessings. Now, there is the spiritual wealth and there is the physical wealth. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9 is another assurance. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Bible tells us that Christ, though he was rich, yet for our sake he became poor, that he, through his poverty, we might become rich. Amen. Amen. That scripture is for everybody. That scripture is for everybody that is a Christian. Hallelujah. And when I said you are rich, the wealth of a Christian, I said, is spiritual and physical. Physical, that is financial. What is spiritual wealth? Amen. Remember, I said anything you have in abundance makes you wealthy. And there is nothing we have on earth that we have not received from above. That's why Apostle Paul said, we came to this earth naked. And he said, and it is certain. We came to this earth with nothing. Naked we came. Who came to this earth with money for hand? Who came to this earth with money for hand? Amen. Praise the Lord. And when you die, he said it is certain you are going back with nothing. And that's why he said, why do you get proud when everything you have, you received it? Amen. So nobody should boast when you have anything, because there is nothing you have that you didn't receive. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, wealth. The first wealth that every Christian must have. Today, you will know whether you're a poor man or not, or a poor woman or not. And we're going to be very, very sincere. Spiritual wealth first. Amen. Hallelujah. And to start with, what is the evidence that you are wealthy? Amen. What is the evidence that you are wealthy? How do people know you are wealthy? That you have plenty of money, for instance. How do people know that you are a rich man, financially rich man or rich woman? First, they see the life you live. Amen. The things around you shows. Eh? If I come and boast, as you see me, so I'm a billionaire. When you look at me, finish, you say it's a lie. You're lying. Why do you say it's a lie? You thought you look at my shoe now from my back. Hallelujah. You thought you look at my shoe. The shoe don't chop one side. Cobbler carry something, pacham. Billionaire. Say be billionaire. Then you thought look at the car he's driving. When we close now, car that I ride go. He says it's a billionaire. And final. Please, sir, can you help me with 1,000 naira? I want to come pay my house rent for last month. I did live for one room. We share the room with some people. Now my share. He say, I beg, don't disturb me. I beg, don't disturb me. It's a lie. A billionaire will give. Praise the Lord. The truth is, if you don't have anything, you have nothing to give. Am I correct? Yes, it is what you have that you give. Amen. Now, spiritually, bring it down spiritually. There are people that are spiritually poor. So when you need something spiritually from them, they have nothing to give you. But there are some that have them in abundance. You see it overflowing all over them. Let me tell you the area God enriches us, spiritual wealth. Galatians chapter 5. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to read it. Amen. If you are with me, the fruit of the Spirit is the wealth, spiritual wealth that every Christian is supposed to have in abundance. If you lack them, you are poor, miserable, wretched, and you don't know it. Verse 22, he says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. Brethren, you can be wealthy with love. You can have love in you in abundance. And every Christian is supposed to be wealthy, rich with this virtue. If you are a rich man in the area of love, brothers, can I see your hand up? Let me prove to you it's a lie. Some of you. Amen. Amen. Apostle Paul said something. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, how can you say you love your brother and you are seeing him in need, and he comes to you, brother, see my problem. He said, kneel down, let me pray with you. Amen. You have 5,000 naira in your pocket, for instance. Somebody is in need of 1,000 naira. He said, you just greet up, brother, I love you. See, he saw somebody went love him. He said, brother, I beg, I need just 1,000 naira, very urgent. NEPA will cut my light tomorrow. And you say, do you believe if I pray for you now, you get 1,000 between now and tomorrow? Apostle Paul said, what type of love is that? So many of you here now, sitting down here, when we close, rain fall, potopoto there for this road, you go carry motor, you and your wife only, empty seat with a past brother. You say you have love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what I'm saying. It is an expression of poverty. Concerning love, you are poor. You don't have enough love to give out. The only little love you have, now they share with your wife. You don't have enough to remember other people that are going. You are poor in love. You are poor. What is the next one? The next one is what? Joy. Let me tell you something. Do you know that there are some people, once you are around them, you forget your problems. They have not given you cover. But they go make you laugh. You go happy. You go just laugh. Until you go. When you leave them, then you will remember your problem. But there are some people, immediately you come near them, the atmosphere will change. Their face, boom. This one, boom. Ah, brother, laugh now. I beg. They go your own. They leave my own room. Why? Inside of them, there is no joy. Yet it is a fruit of the Spirit. You are supposed to be filled with joy. Which one again? What's the next one? Peace is the same thing. You can interpret it more than me. Long suffering, come. Some people have no patience. You do me, I do you back. If you hit that one, he hit two back. No patience. Impatience. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I expect some people after my message to start dry fasting. Refuse to eat until God makes you wealthy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Gentleness. Goodness. Faith. When you meet some people, faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you come near them and you are telling them you have problem. Amen. When you were thinking of committing suicide before, when you come near them, amen, by the time you leave, you will forget that you wanted to commit suicide. You will have faith. You will have hope. Something, you tap something from the abundance of the faith he has. He gave you some. It's what you have, you give. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that is the fruit of the Spirit. Each of them there, meekness, temperance, and so many more. Every one of us, we are supposed to be full and overflowing with these virtues. Then you can say you are wealthy, including wisdom. Including wisdom and knowledge. Wisdom and knowledge. Hallelujah. When I say wisdom, you know Solomon had so much wisdom. Until the whole world heard about it. Until the Queen of Sheba. Hallelujah. She took off to come and confirm this wisdom. And when she came, she saw it. She said, what she saw, what she had before, is not even half of what the real wisdom Solomon had. The people were telling, they didn't even describe it enough. She confirmed it. And Jesus said, a greater than Solomon is here. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Why? Because Jesus Christ himself is wisdom. The Bible says he is the wisdom of God. Wisdom and power of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So you can be rich in wisdom. Anybody who is poor in wisdom, they call him foolish man. Foolish woman. If you like, you have any idea, you need any counsel, your wife, they're very stubborn. Then you go to a brother, brother me, if you see what my wife they do, I need counsel from you. He will say, such a person. Now the wisdom, he's thinking he's applying wisdom, but that too. He say, so she took her finger for you. What you can do? What you can do? If not me, when I slap that her face, boy, you are not a man. You are not a man. You are not a man. To him, that is wisdom. That is evidence he is poor in wisdom. He is foolish. But a man that has wisdom, amen, he will say, you know, you have to take it. The Bible said, treat them like weaker vessel. Take it easy. Now love, they check the woman. Then make and they do like that. He will say, now love. He said, now love. okay, do like this now, she could begin beg you. And you do, I'm going to go back. I say, the next time problem come again, now you the wrong come meet you. Why? There's something you have there in wisdom. You're sharing with him. The same thing with knowledge. There are so many of us, hallelujah, that don't know scripture. The man that preached to us in the youth camp, brothers, day before yesterday, he said there are some people, when you should know Bible, you say he has had men of God, a man of God that says, the Bible, John 3:16 said, no weapon of the enemy fashioned against me shall prosper. A graduate. Praise the Lord. Knowledge is not the certificate you have. The evidence you have knowledge is what you display. Hallelujah. What you display is the evidence, not the certificate. It's not a certificate. I have master's degree. I have a doctorate degree. That is not the meaning of knowledge. Now, degree you get, not knowledge. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Degree is different from knowledge. Somebody may not go know how to write his name, yet he is knowledgeable in the things that pertain to life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The things that pertain to life, he is full of knowledge, and it is that knowledge that makes him free from police case. It's that knowledge that makes him live peaceably with his neighbors. It's people who don't, I have seen people who have doctorate degree. They can't live with any woman at home. First one, divorce. Second one, divorce. Third one, divorce. Yet, he is professor. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You can also be rich in the area of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. So much upon you. Amen. So much upon you that if anybody needs the anointing, you go say, take it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Christ Jesus was so full of anointing that a woman saw it. He said, if I can just touch the hem of the garment, he saw something. This man is so anointed that the thing they flow in Yafu. If I can just touch the hem of the, and as he touched, part of it flow out. He said, I perceive virtue has left me. He has something, virtue has left me. He turned. He said, somebody has touched me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Some people, nothing. No single anointing. Begin. Nothing. Pray for me now. If they lay hand on you, headache will begin catch. The headache will add more. In fact, sometimes the person, you know, if he plays hand on you to pray for you, the headache will transfer. Come with him. I have seen it happen before. Somebody will go for deliverance. After that, the demons will follow him and cane him. Wait to bring you come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the man Jesus, who had the anointing without measure, for the fullness of the Godhead dwelleth in him bodily. God was in him, reconciling the world to himself. When demons see him, they'll begin to shout. Hey, don't come to mentor before our time. If they go away, the demons they scream. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is wealth. That is real wealth. That person, amen. Hey, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And this wealth in the gifts of the Spirit. Gift of the Spirit. That's why you see some, they have healing, deliverance, word of knowledge. All this one man. The Bible called them talent. Some have two, some have three, some have four, some have ten. One person is a spiritual wealth. May you have it in the name of Jesus. Some have 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold is wealth. Now, financial. There's a financial wealth also. You may be wealthy spiritually, but poor financially. Just as you can be rich financially and yet be poor spiritually. But my prayer is that you will be both rich spiritually and financially. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And for now, the Bible says, money answered all things. All things. Money. Of course, when we say all, we mean all the things that pertain to you enjoying life on earth. Because money cannot give you salvation. Money cannot give you eternal life. Hallelujah. And the truth is, money cannot even give you peace of mind. Money cannot give you joy. Money can only give you happiness. And there's a difference between happiness and joy. Praise the Lord. And I don't want happiness, I want joy. Amen. I want joy. I want peace. Some of us that were rich before, when we are unbelievers, if you have seen money before, you will know that though you had that money, there was no peace. There was no peace. But somehow now, you don't even have that money again. Now you have received the Holy Ghost. Yet there is peace and joy within you. And it looks like a paradox. It looks like a contradiction. No, it is because money answered all things. But money has a limitation too. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Brethren, it is important that you listen to me this afternoon, because poverty is a curse. Particularly financial poverty. I hate poverty. I know what in poverty carry my eyes see. If you have never been poor before, you won't understand what we are talking about. Amen. Who has ever been poor before? Let me see your hand. Let me know who I'm talking to. You have never been poor before. You won't understand me. Who will understand me today now? We plenty now. We plenty. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 19. Who helped me read it? See the effect of poverty so that you will know. Say poverty is a curse. True. It's a curse. Proverbs chapter 19. Read verse 4.
Wealth maketh many friends.
Wealth does what?
Maketh many friends.
Wealth does what?
Maketh many friends.
Wealth attracts many friends. We make you to have plenty friends. Why do you have the plenty friends? It is your wealth. And now go on.
But the poor is separated from his neighbor.
Oh. You see what I'm saying now? Wealth maketh many friends, but the poor, even your neighbor, your next door neighbor, when you are coming like this, he goes, say, Junior, lock door. This man will soon come ask for paper for here. Verse 7.
All the brethren of the poor do hate him.
All the brothers of the poor, they hate him.
How much more do his friends go far from him? He pursued them with words, yet they are wanting to him.
He pursued them with words. Always making phone call. When they see his number, they go cut him. When he sent text, they will delete. This man don't come with a wahala, I think. His friends run away from him. Now, remember, I said wealth. He said wealth maketh friends. Attract friends. And I said, it is both spiritual and physical. At the camp there, I use you, Prophet Sunday. When I was talking, I won't use you again now. No vex. When you came to this bride assembly, now coordinator you be. Am I correct? Now coordinator you be Utama Foluku. Anybody know you?
No.
Oh. They say you had one cloth, one yellow jacket. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But when God decided to make you rich with the anointing, oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When God decided to make you rich with the anointing, hallelujah. Everybody is not looking for Sunday. What is his phone number? Here is his address. Where did he live? That is our God for you. That's what that scripture makes. I mean, it's talking about. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why quickly I tell all my ministers, amen. I said, don't be carried away. Some of us, God has given us a training of life. Amen. And made us to understand who men are. Some of us were on before. When I was in the military, I was in charge of their finance as a command paymaster. And so, and as young as I was, I didn't know the other side of life. I was brought up, when we were in the military school, 13 years old, they give us allowance. In fact, this oil money, we did among those who chopper. We didn't know that people pay, pray for money. They took us away from our parents. Everything we needed, including tissue paper and toothbrush, they were supplied to us. Including bed sheet and everything. You had no need to go and buy anything. Yet they still give you price. When you are going home on holiday, 60 days, they calculate how much the government said they should use in feeding you every day in school. They calculate the number of days and give you in advance money you will feed while you're holiday. I finished and I became an officer. And then on and on like that. On. Even when they sent me to the Kaduna Polytechnic to study accountancy, they still kept me for 2 years in a hotel as students. I will eat whatever I like, sign at the end of the month, they send the bill to the Air Force headquarters. For 2 years, until I was tired of the hotel, I insisted that they should get me a house. Because I needed a place, I'll be organizing party every time. The hotel, they were complaining. Praise the Lord. I finished, and they took me straight, command paymaster. I was there, like that, like that, like that. What? They carried me, come out to prison yard. Hallelujah. Ah, this Bible is real. This Bible is true. Word make it friend. But the poor, his very brothers ran away from him. The Bible says he going after his word, he chases them with word. They have no time for him. Everywhere was alu, alu, when I was on. Alu, 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 every day, alu. Oh, I've not seen, I never seen this kind of man before. Kai, hey, they're going to sing for you. Thinking that they love you, it is what you have they are after. Brother prophet, everybody, Sunday, Sunday, Samuel, Samuel. Hey, wait, let that anointing come down. Maybe just stand one day and give prophets and they think they go like this, they go like this. You talk, they think no compass. You think, the sergeant will say, be like say this man, the thing no be like before again. Be like say, if you want really, really personal, forget Sunday. Make it a go meet Thomas. Okay, now they're anointing there now. Then go talk him. The same day we have meeting to shift away from you. It happens. So I told my prophets, I said, always remember that it is because of the gift people are coming after you. When you are rich, it's not easy to know who truly loves you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's true. Proverbs chapter 14. Who will read it for me again? He's saying the same thing. Hallelujah.
Proverbs 14.
Yes.
Verse
20.
The poor is hated even of his own neighbor.
Oh.
But the rich hath many friends.
Oh. You know why this thing is important? Is so that you have reason to praise God. Those of you who God has given you something that can attract people to come to you, you don't get proud over it. It lets you know that if not for this thing, who will know me? I went to Madueke's house. I think I went with my wife. I went to greet him when he came out of the hospital. And he was busy saying, he said, "Daddy, if not for you." I said, "Not for me, it's not me." He said, "How can you say not you?" He said, "From quarter room, I came to your ministry." He said, "Now, 3-bedroom flat. Now, with a car." He said, "Now, all of a sudden, now, who know me before for village? Now, when I reach village, everybody come to my compound to greet me." He said, "You didn't know who I be before." He said, "You will serve this God forever and ever." I said, "That is what I want to hear from you." Amen. Why? When God wants to cause attraction around you, hallelujah, he blesses you with wealth, either spiritual or financial. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So it is important knowing the advantage of being wealthy and knowing the wahala of the cause of poverty, that we should all learn how to be rich. And today I'm facing financial, because that's the one that is biting everybody. As if it's written for your eye, some of you, it's right for your eye, some of you. I know how some of you feel. I said, "Where can they go? Another brother, they do pay for back. Give me chance, and they go for the potopoto. You go enter bush more again for the person to pass." Ah, you go just look. Ah, why will my condition change? And maybe splash potopoto for you. Ah, how every day. Ah, every day. Ah, I make it come be say, "Brother, you marry wife, we get bad mouth." Oh. Hallelujah. Ah, may you not marry that type of wife in the name of Jesus. And if you have that type of wife, may she receive deliverance after today in the name of Jesus. It's like you have a wound, then they come carry pepper, rub inside. You go outside, your friends are laughing at you, frustration, they worry, you can't come home. Now only water you ask for, please help me with a cup of water. She goes, "Start." I mean, carry your hand and sit down there. Your mates, come out, go. Where's your husband? Nobody's very classmate, maybe. You sit down there, you come. Give me water. Amen. You know, women are not strong physically. So God gave them their strength for their mouth. When they wire you with their mouth, for 1 week you may not even recover. All because of poverty. But if you are rich, hey. Oh, if you call your wife, you can say, "Sir." Now let's look at the history of this poverty thing. Let's look at the history of this poverty, and let's go straight to the point and round up. Amen. It's from Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. That is the history of this cause we have.
Verse
17. Read from verse 17 up to 19 or so.
"And unto Adam he said."
That is after what happened, the disobedience in the Garden of Eden.
"Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife."
Adam, yeah, because you hearken unto the voice of your wife.
"And hast eaten of the fruit of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it."
Yes.
"Cursed is the ground for thy sake."
The ground was cursed for the sake of Adam.
In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles too shall it bring forth to thee. And thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face.
In the sweat of your face.
Shalt thou eat bread.
You will eat food after you sweat. Now through sweat you will eat. That is man, oh no. Woman, oh. The conception was multiply. That is the reason why when you go to, when it's time for labor, your labor, they call it labor. Eh? They call it labor room. Eh? If you go there in the hospital, they say labor room. They don't call it delivery room. It's labor room. You go and labor. All they cry. All they. I have had in the labor room where some women will be cursing their husband. He just, you are sitting there laughing. He said, okay, no, better for you. I don't allow you to touch me next time again. They say it. But he should be the one making that statement to you because now you're a cusser. Now you're a cusser. Okay. Finish that verse.
In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread.
Yes.
Till thou return unto the ground. For out of it was thou taken. For thus thou art, and unto thou shalt thou return.
The ground was settled, was caused for our sake. He said, thorns and thistle will it bring forth. That is the difficulties you will go through, the thorns and chick, you know, the disappointment, the 419, the witches and wizards, all the wahala, the sicknesses that will devour you. You are trying to make it. All the wahala you go through is depicted by those thorns and thistle. But brethren, oh, that day, I remember that day. I will never forget that day when Jesus washed my sins away. When Jesus washed my sins away. It is to break that curse in Genesis chapter 3 that sent the Lord Jesus right to the cross of Calvary. When he shouted, it is finished. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then you understand why the Bible says without the shedding of blood, there's, amen, the sin, amen, that brought that curse upon us was taken care of by the blood of Jesus Christ. When that blood touched the earth, the Bible records there was what? Earthquake. The ground responded for the freedom. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. The ground was sanctified with the blood of Jesus Christ for our sake. Now you can sow and reap without the thorns and thistle, because while the blood was touching the earth, the thorns and thistles, they were made in the form of a crown. They put it on his head. It was speaking something, speaking to all the thorns and the thistles, wherever they are. God conquered that through the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. It is finished. That's why he said, come to me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now you can sow and you will reap. But he added, it's whatsoever you sow, that is what you will reap. Whatsoever you sow, that is what you will reap. But so many of us are sowing and not reaping. The reason is, we are not sowing by revelation. We are not sowing anyhow. Not mixing what we have, like we saw in Hebrews chapter 4, with faith, with revelation. What we know concerning soil. Look, even the natural agriculture, there is school of agriculture. Am I correct? There is school of agriculture. Why must there be a school so that people get PhD in agriculture? Because there's something about this land. Amen. It's not everywhere you can sow every type of seed. So you have to learn. They have to teach you how to keep, you know, away from the plant? How to remove the tares away from the plant? Where to plant? What type of seed? How long this one will take? How long this one will take? If it happens naturally, spiritually, it is there too. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.